It is time for Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. It's final Wednesday of the month, which means it's time to talk to the city manager of Beloit, Jason Raby. Jason's all decked out, trying on all the Halloween costumes as he gets ready to trick-or-treat coming up here later this week. Right, Jason?
Yeah, of course. I got that all figured out. So.
Sure, absolutely. I hear you're going to be dressed as a city manager of Beloit this year. Is that true?
Yeah, that's usually how I go. And then I let my kids do the actual costumes.
My 7-year-old doesn't want to trick-or-treat and doesn't want to get dressed up this year, and I'm sad because I always enjoy Halloween and trick-or-treating and enjoying the free stash of candy, and so I would like to have known when the last time trick-or-treating was going to happen ahead of time, and apparently last year was the last year to do it in my household.
Yeah, that's kind of late. It kind of goes in waves, though. Then it gets cool again, and they want to dress up again and go out again with their friends later on.
So, yeah.
Hopefully you're still... But then you're left behind. So then you just have to do the old dad candy tax.
I like that tax. Afterwards. I'm not a big fan of taxes, but I do like that tax.
No, that's a good candy one. Tax is a good one.
Yes, it is, no doubt. Most adults will agree with that. All right, Jason, I hear there's a job opening. Tell us about this. Heather Hartman's leaving us. What's going on?
Yeah, well, it's an unfortunate reality that we learned about a couple of weeks ago. So Heather Hartman, who's been our community development director for nearly 10 years, so she's really given us a lot of her career and done a great job for us and done a lot of things. You know, we really saw her value over the last couple of years, especially in the pandemic time. She's a huge resource for our community, and she just has a passion for foundations, and you know, obviously she's really connected and involved with the Catholic schools and the Catholic Church. So there was an opening there for her, and so she jumped on that. And so you can never blame people for wanting to follow their passions, but we're definitely sad to see her go. But that leaves an opening here that we're going to be working to fill over the next couple of weeks, and that is the position of a community development director, and obviously they, just like in any small organization, they wear a lot of hats and serve a lot of functions. So, you know, we're looking for, you know, not necessarily the fast answer, but the right answer. You know, like who we're going to take our time to make sure we get quality candidates, which they are rolling in. So if you're interested, you know, go to our website, beloitcs.org, and fill out an application or contact me if you're interested or have questions. You know, it's one of those things, just like anything, sometimes these things provide a new opportunity, you know. So while we're sad to see Heather go, we're also excited about, you know, what new thing is going to come down the road and lead us into the future from that position.
Absolutely, and we appreciate everything that Heather has done, and we wish her best of luck in her future and new endeavors. Okay, so let's shift in. No way to segue from that to energy costs, but I guess we'll go ahead and do that anyway. Things are going to get a little colder around here. I know you wanted to tell people a little bit about, you know, obviously energy costs are a big concern for folks.
Sure. Well, yeah, I look at it more as a public service announcement. You know, I think we're all watching the world economy and the things that are going on and hearing stuff. Obviously, it kind of stems even from last year. You know, we see it in our regular gas and diesel prices, but there's definitely some turmoil in the natural gas market, which affects a lot of things, and obviously it affects our heating bills, which are, you know, done through here locally through Kansas Gas. So, you know, I would just be mindful of folks to just think of ways to conserve energy this winter and do their best to limit that exposure, because I think costs are just going to be higher on that front, and then that trickles over to electricity, and you know, no matter how well we hedge or contract or whatever, there's still going to be effect from that. So I don't know what that is. I don't, you know, it's not going to be unless there's some crazy event like last February where it's, you know, 100 times the normal cost, but there's definitely the potential, just like you're seeing in your regular fuel prices, that hey, there's going to be pressure in that area. So it's just it's kind of a good reminder to, you know, think of ways to conserve or insulate your house better or turn down the thermostat a little bit, just to head some of that stuff off, because it could end up being a nothing. You know, it could prices could readjust and everything's fine, especially if we have a mild winter. But it's just kind of just do some research and some reading of articles in the news, and you'll kind of get a better idea of kind of some of the pressures that are going on in that marketplace. And it's really just a global global thing that unfortunately affects all of us.
Yeah, unfortunately it does. Jason Raby, City Manager of Beloit, our guest on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. You wanted to discuss a solar farm, is that right?
Yes, sir. Yep. So, yeah, switching gears, still talking about energy a little bit, but this is something we've been talking about for a while, but we're finally going to see some progress here, by hopefully by the next time we're talking, sometime after Thanksgiving, that there'll be some movement, some things above the ground. So, again, just like many of us that are dealing with supply chain issues almost in every industry, this is something that's also gotten pushed back because of that, but we finally got enough ducks in a row to be able to get some infrastructure on the ground. So we're really excited about it. you know, it'd be great to have it there even this winter, even though they don't produce as much during the winter, but it'll be there hopefully and ready by early spring and pumping out electricity by next summer. So it's just a great another type of project. I will look at it as another engine for our power grid internally. You know, it's behind our meter, so that serves our residents. It kind of gives us some diversity in our power production. It's not the end-all be-all. It's not not trying to answer the full power equation. It just gives us more flexibility and helps us follow our really traditional power curve. Is exactly when we need power, and that's exactly when the solar produces it on those hot, sunny days. So, yeah, we're excited about that.
And election time coming up.
Yeah, so it's a good reminder to everybody to mark your calendar. Sometimes these are easy to miss or get away from us, but especially when it's not a state or national election, but we do have our municipal elections, and I think it's county and schools or whoever would be on that, coming up November 2nd, Tuesday. So just make sure you mark that on your calendar and research your candidates and get out there and vote.
Fantastic. Hey, Jason, always a pleasure. I know I'm battling a little bit of a cold, so we hope you get that all taken care of so you can go ahead and tax your kids' Halloween trick-or-treat candy stash.
That's right.
You know, that would be perfect.
Nothing that candy can't fix. Candy can fix anything.
Absolutely. So. Solves everybody's...
That's what my kids think.
Yes.
You know, it's perfect medicine.
So true. It's a perfect way to solve your ills, no doubt about it. Hey, man, have a great Halloween. We'll talk to you again in November.
All righty. Thanks, Wade.
That's Jason Raby, the city manager of Beloit, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.